Welcome to Powwow the Dance, a program that explores the cultural and traditional powwow songs of the Boys Fort Band of Chippewa.
My name is Kurt Moen from the Oneida Nation in Wisconsin. I like to come to the lake. I've been coming up here for 8 years now, just about to every one of their powwows that they have year-round. Oh, I'm a Northern men's traditional dance. It's the old style of dance. It's probably the original style of dance. Right now, the way things are, if you look at my outfit, it's contemporary. It's more contemporary now. It ain't like the old school. You know, us as Indian people, we change with the times. So everything's going contemporary now, but it's still, we try to keep that same dance. It's a war dance, a hunting dance. It's a story type of a dance, you know? So you just think about what you're doing and maybe on a hunt and you try to tell that story. And it's the oldest dance that they probably have over here on Turtle Island.
Do you carry anything with
you? Yeah, so I carry a fan, I carry a bag, and I carry a spear.
You do traditional dance, but your regalia is more contemporary.
Yes.
Okay. So it's more, did you make it, or did you...
My particular regalia has all been given to me just because of who I am. I've been dancing close to 30 years, and it hasn't happened overnight, but people watch me, and a lot of them elders back home, even here in that lake, Minnesota, people are always walking up to me and giving me stuff. Because my name in Oneida is Sago Yatakianhab, which means he helps them. And I get that by helping people and not asking for money.
That's great.
The designs that you see on there, just because I'm Oneida, so you'll see a lot of Oneida designs, Iroquois designs on my outfit. And then so that people can, like I said, everything's getting contemporary now, so it's getting hard to tell where a lot of these dancers are coming from because their outfits are getting contemporary. But with mine, I try to keep it Iroquois. I guess the best way to explain, because there are two different types of powwows, there's the traditional powwow and a contest powwow. Contest powwow is where all the contemporary is coming from, because they got want to be bigger, flashier, brighter, so that's getting kind of carried over into the traditional powwows. I've been sticking more towards traditional powwows. I was an accomplished contest dancer. I've been a champion dancer for a few years. This is what I want to do now, is just be at the traditional powwows and teach what I know, offer what I have to offer.
Powwow the Dance is a production of the Net Lake Radio Project, made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.